I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Abhi Goldhawk. It's that hour of radio that you need in your life because it's all real estate investing and it's happening right now on Think Realty Radio. Today, I am joined by a regular contributor to Think Realty Radio. His name is Noel Christopher from Renters Warehouse. Welcome to the show, man.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I should say welcome back. I think I like this weekly thing that you and Kevin have going on. It's so cool. I like it. And it just like it makes me smile, right? Because I know that we can talk about property management, scaling a single family rental portfolio. What we're talking today is about tenant evictions and examples of bad tenant situations that have required evictions and how do you kind of manage the stuff and deal with the stuff, which is really sometimes pretty difficult to do. And Think Realty Nation, just so you know, this hour of radio is brought to you by Renters Warehouse, one of the largest, fastest growing, and highest reviewed property management companies in America. Check them out, renterswarehouse.com. So super excited to kick off this conversation. But first, Noel, help me understand a little bit about who you are and what you do for those listeners that are listening to you for the first time.
I am the Senior Vice President of Corporate Development for Renters Warehouse. We are a national property management company. We manage approximately 20,000 plus homes in 46 markets for 13,000 investors. Fluctuating number all the time, but we are proud of what we do.
Awesome. Kevin wrote a book called The Rent Estate Revolution, which I read through, and it's a really good book. If you're listening and you want to learn a little bit more about the SFR, the single family rental space, it's a good book to read because it helps lay a foundation on what you can do today to get started on your journey of acquiring real estate rentals, single family rentals for the long term. You know, we talk about wealth generation a lot on this program, on this radio show, and it's one of the topics that's really near and dear to my heart. So make sure that you read the book, buy it on Amazon, Rent Estate Revolution. So check it out. All right, Noel, let's jump into this topic of evictions. There are definitely rules that are governed around tenant evictions from state to state. And I suppose my first question is, how do you decide when it's appropriate? Like, how do I even know I should be evicting a tenant?
Well, there's a lot of different situations that could cause you to have to evict a tenant. And it really depends on, you know, what's going on with that tenant, what their payment history is, and what the specific situation. So, for example, you could have a tenant that's an on-time tenant, and they have a life issue, could be job, could be divorce, could be anything that happens in their life that causes them not to be able to pay the rent. We usually give our tenants a couple of chances to make that right, but we're pretty aggressive. So they stop paying rent, or they haven't paid rent on the by the fifth of the month. We start really being aggressive and contacting them, and depending on the state. The state laws, by the 15th, we're filing for an eviction if they haven't paid, especially if they haven't communicated with us. If they communicate with us and let us know what's going on, sometimes we can work that out between the tenant and the owner, that they get on a payment plan, get caught up over time on that back rent, but it's really about understanding what's going to happen. You know, they say they're going to pay on the 15th. Well, sometimes people are put it off, so you need to be pretty aggressive of if they don't pay by a certain time that you're going ahead and moving forward with the eviction process.
Yeah, I think I like this aspect of being human, right? Like, we have to pay attention to the heart, right? They are human beings. They are people, so we have to treat them fairly. But this is also a business. So how do you know what that good intersection is between being nice and treating this like a business? Should we only treat it like a business and just be completely stern, or should we also maybe intertwine into that the human heart? How do you do that?
Well, you have to do a little bit of both because it is a business, and ultimately that is what you're looking after. And if to protect your investment, having a human element to it and having a human heart, as you say, to it, helps you protect your investment, then that's what you need to do. If you have a tenant who is look, the fact is that a lot of people don't have savings, and if they have something that comes up which interrupts their ability to pay rent, it's not like they just have money sitting around to catch up. A lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck. Understanding the situation of your tenant's important. And if they miss rent, but then they can start, they can catch up on the next month and then start paying off that that back rent, that is sometimes much less expensive than evicting them. So you have to think about what's going to happen if you have a non-responsive tenant or a tenant that's going to fight the eviction and they're not paying and you're paying money to remove them. And the chances of you, even if there's a judgment against them for that, for the eviction amount or for the costs, the chances of you recovering that money is usually pretty slim. So you need to do everything you can. And we as a property management company do everything we can to mitigate that issue before it gets to the point of eviction. You read a lot about even some of the large funds who have high eviction rates. I can tell you for sure that you would rather not evict somebody if you can get around it. It's something that you want to try to avoid, but the fact is you have to evict people from time to time. So you really need to look at that situation and make the decision as you go along.
So help me understand some of the numbers behind eviction, right? Let's say I've purchased a property. I've made a good purchase, which means that I am paying attention to the numbers. I am not buying willy-nilly, right? I am absolutely not overpaying, but I purchased right. Awesome. I put a tenant in there, qualified the tenant, thought the tenant was great, and or used Renter's Warehouse. Renter's Warehouse put a tenant in there. Awesome. Now all of a sudden, let's say for whatever reason, I have to evict the tenant. How much generally does that cost me on average?
Well, it could vary. Each state is different, and it's really important to understand if your state's a landlord-friendly state or a more tenant-friendly state. Typically, in some of the more urban areas, they are typically more tenant-friendly. And what that means is how easy is it to evict, what's the process, and then the costs and time, because sometimes it's not just hard costs. So you can have an attorney that could process an eviction for you between $500 and $700. And we as a company, we usually charge a couple hundred dollars to help process or help through that process as well. But then you start getting into further attorney costs if it is more a tenant-friendly state where the tenants are able to push that eviction out for several days and sometimes months. And that's where your costs start to hit you in the lost rent and the repairs you're ultimately going to have to make for the house. So it really varies. $500 to $1,500 to remove a tenant, depending on the state.
You're 100% right. I mean, I couldn't agree with you more. I think you have three costs. Obviously, you have the cost of the legal costs, you have the renovation, and then you have lost rent that you're not getting. And that's a big, big issue because now all of this is hitting your bottom line and your yearly yield will go through the floor. And that's something that you want to avoid as much as possible. So I agree. I think working with the tenant, kind of figuring out the challenges and then seeing if there's an amicable solution is probably the best way to go. We've got to go to break. When we come back, Noel, I do want to start to have the conversation about where do you go to find some additional information about evictions at your state, at the state level. And I don't know a whole lot of that, so maybe you can shed some light on this. And then, of course, the challenge with remote investors with evictions as well. And is this something that would deter them from growing a portfolio in mass, I suppose? That's more when we come back. Think Realty Nation. Got questions for Noel and his team? Head on over to renterswarehouse.com. Have questions for me? Go to thinkrealtyradio.com. And you know what? There's a lot more about this when we come back. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
Hi, Kevin Ortner here, CEO of Renters Warehouse. I'm guessing that many of you might be considering a move. Maybe you need to relocate, maybe you're combining households, or maybe you already own investment property. Whether you have one home or a whole portfolio, my expert team at Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent it out fast, easy, and worry-free in just 17 days on average. For one low flat monthly fee, our professional landlords will manage your property 24/7. We collect the rent, we handle maintenance requests, inspections, all that regulatory red tape. And we'll even warranty our tenants for up to 18 months. That means if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price analysis and see what your home will rent for today. A professional landlord will visit your property and show you personally how to rent your home fast and for top dollar.
Find out how much your home.
Learn how you can save thousands with a 1031 exchange. Learn how to avoid making costly mistakes by claiming a virtual seat at homeinvest.com/1031. Learn strategies on how not to miss IRS deadlines, committing to one deal without a backup plan, and why you shouldn't just take the cash. Avoid these mistakes and more when selling property by joining our free class now. A 1031 exchange is a smart strategy to invest, but you need to do your homework. Go to homeinvest.com/1031 now. Home Invest, smart real estate investing.
Need funding for your real estate investments? Welcome to Easy Street with RecovCo Mortgage Management. There's no income testing. You qualify based on the equity in your property. No W-2s, pay stubs, or tax returns needed. RecovCo can offer interest-only loans as well as 80% financing on properties up to 4 units. Make funding easier. Go to RecovCoDirect.com. That's RecovCoDirect.com/radio. The easy choice for real estate investors.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, we're back. It's Avi Goldhar. My guest today is Noel Christopher from Renter's Warehouse. And we've been talking about the eviction process. So far, we've gotten through how do you decide if an eviction is appropriate and how do you do it. And I suppose, Noel, for me, the next real question is, if I wanted to learn more about the laws of eviction and evicting somebody, where do I go to get this information? Is it my property manager? Is it the attorney? Is it someplace? Do I have to Google this stuff?
So it's tough because it's all over the board. It is you as a landlord are responsible to know the laws. And it's important that you understand the laws in each state you have tenants. And my personal opinion is that's regardless of whether you have a property manager or not, it's a good idea to understand the laws around a person living in the house that you own. And so there's a lot of resources. I think it's the main thing is to – you can do some searches, and it really comes down to the county and the state, because some states have certain laws, but really it comes down to the county. So, for example, in Cook County of Chicago is a pretty tenant-friendly county, and you really have to do things by the book in order to properly evict somebody, as well as in some places, I think Kansas City or St. Louis, one of those cities that's particular about you – if the tenant pays up until the eviction date, pays the back rent, they can throw the eviction out. And so you have all these other fees and things that you've incurred with that tenant, and they'll still be compliant on staying in the property. So those are some things to really think about. So you've got your the rent collection process, the eviction hearing process. Then you get into court orders and the written lockout process. That every state has a little bit different. It's actually, to be honest, in Kevin's book, Rent Estate Revolution, it's outlined very specifically in that book. So there's some different things you just have to think about. But, you know, the occasional tenant conflicts are always inevitable. And, you know, there's a people aspect of real estate that is really important. And the property management company, if you choose to have one, can help prevent those tenant conflicts. And as far as late payments, damages to the properties, and evictions, and I, as a landlord, especially if you're going to own properties outside your geographic area, you need to make sure you have a good property manager that has a good attorney that is effective in processing and working through that eviction process to ultimately avoid it if possible. But if you're going to evict somebody, you need to make sure you do it properly so it happens in a timely manner.
I think the attorney is one of the biggest members of the team as well, in addition to property management. How do you find that attorney? Is it by referral? Should the property management company have one that they can recommend? What's the deal there?
Well, if you're working with a property management company, if they don't have an attorney that they recommend, that would probably be a big red flag. We have attorneys we work with in each local market that are very effective in what they do, and we negotiate bulk pricing with them. So their book pricing is going to be much higher than the pricing they give us. And so that's one of the benefits of working with a property manager that has a good relationship with that attorney. If you're not using a property manager, you're going to have to start asking for referrals. And usually a good idea to, if you worked with a broker to acquire a property, is to start using them as a resource on who they would recommend as a good attorney to manage evictions.
Gotcha. One of the biggest concerns, I suppose, then remote investors would have is just this stuff happening, right? The stuff, I mean, it's a very technical term for evictions, for all the problems that are associated with single family rentals. Should this deter me as a remote investor from identifying rental properties, say, in Indianapolis and I live in Atlanta, or if I'm in California or some of the major markets where it's more expensive? I'm looking at this, I'm like, I don't really want to deal with evictions. It seems costly. It seems like my yield will drop through the floor if I don't handle this properly. Should this be a major deterring factor?
No, I don't think it should be, because it's really important to, if as long as you have a trusted resource and a professional helping you in that market to find a tenant, it's not as simple as posting it out on Craigslist, looking at a credit report, and deciding that somebody's a good tenant. There's some different things that, for example, we do when we're looking at tenants. We're not just we're not just looking at their application. We look at their demeanor when we meet them. We sometimes look at how they keep their car up. There's a lot of different little things that we like to do, but what you can't do, so let me put it this way. There's some things that you can screen on. So you can look at credit history, income, history of paying or not paying rent, bankruptcies, references, and some types of criminal activity or criminal convictions. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. But you can't base it on race, their national origin, religion, disability, handicap, sex, familiar status. And then some states and some counties even have some additional things that you cannot discriminate them on, I guess. So it's really important to, understand the tenant, understand where they're coming from. We sometimes even like to meet them at their current house that they're renting now. You can see a good idea how they're going to take care of their house. So you shouldn't deter you from buying a home outside of your geographic region because of selecting the tenant. There are plenty of professionals that can help you do that process.
Awesome. Help me understand examples of a couple of tenant situations that went bad that required evictions, just so we can start to frame this up and give it a little bit more color.
So, give you an example. We have a tenant who qualified well on paper. They're not a, you know, I wouldn't say they were a wealthy person, but they made decent money. They had a good job. Halfway through the process, they lose their job. Mm-hmm. Or they have a child that gets sick. They have some kind of a medical emergency. Something happens and they're not able to pay rent. Many situations, what you have is a lot of tenants will start to drag that process out. So they'll say, hey, listen, I'm going to be able to pay the rest of the rent on the 15th. Please don't file an eviction. You don't file an eviction. 15th comes around. They say, well, here's $200. I'm going to have the rest on the 20th. Great. 20th comes around. Now you're getting back to the beginning of the next month and rent is due. And they're behind a whole month. They've been slow rolling the whole process. And instead of going ahead and being aggressive and setting up that eviction on the front end, and if they can comply with whatever you decide you want them to comply with as an owner, instead of having that set in stone, those milestones, now you're pushed back another month, so you're having to evict. But as you know, specific examples are many things. Just think of all the reasons that people, you know, usually it's around jobs, family issues, including divorce, medical emergencies, car breaking down that they've had to spend a bunch of money on their car because usually people are going to pay for their car first because they have to get to work and transportation. Mm-hmm. Some of these little things that happen can truly really affect whether or not they can pay their rent.
Got it. So we got to go to break. As much as I want to keep talking about this, we got to go to break, Noel. So when we come back, let's start talking a little bit about when we acquire a property with a problem tenant, because that has happened many times, I'm sure. So, Think Realty Nation, stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. That topic, along with scaling a single-family rental portfolio properly, is what's coming up when we come back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders are $1.92. One subject notebooks are just 25 cents, and 12 packs of ballpoint stick pens are just 97 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
While supplies last, offers end 9/1/18. In-store only, limit 30.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
If you missed open enrollment for Obamacare and are without health insurance, I have good news for you. Hello, this is Carrie Hall, America's healthcare advocate and the president of Benefits by Design. The federal government has reopened enrollment for Obamacare health insurance beginning March 15th, which means you can apply for health insurance with one of our licensed exchange certified agents who will walk you through the process to see if you qualify for a subsidy that could pay for all or part of your health insurance. And how much does using one of our licensed agents cost you? Nothing. That's right. It costs you nothing, and we're there to help you 24/7 after you enroll. So don't miss this second chance. Call 913-385-2224. That's 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com. Once again, that phone number, 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Avi Golhar. We're back. My guest today, Noel Christopher from RentersWarehouse.com. You also need to know this hour is brought to you by RentersWarehouse.com, one of the largest, fastest growing, and highest reviewed property management companies in America. Noel, what's interesting, I kind of find myself always wanting to say like Renters Warehouse. Like with a W instead of an R. And I think this is like weird. It must be my radio thing. And it's finally getting to me where I'm starting to mix the sound of letters with other letters. So it's kind of weird. That being said, it has nothing to do with anything. Happens on radio all the time, especially with yours truly. Before the break, we were talking about examples of bad tenant situations that require evictions, such as their car breaking down, health issues, healthcare expenses, jobs, etc. And this can definitely lead to some issues, especially if you are an investor. So being aware of that, finding the right relationship with a property management company such as Renters Warehouse to guide you through that process so you don't feel uncomfortable is really important. But what if, Noel, you buy a property that has a problem tenant to begin with? Why would you buy a property that has a problem tenant anyway?
Well, that's a good question. I would actually ask that same question to anybody who buys a property with a tenant. So I think it's really important to understand what you're buying. So not only the physical side of the real estate, the guts of the house and the condition, but what's the condition of the tenant relationship with that previous property management company, previous landlord, or whatever it might be. So you have to look at a couple of different things. Has the tenant been paying rent? What kind of level of service has that tenant been getting from the property manager? So we see this when we take over property management from other property management companies where maybe that level of service hasn't been great. You've got a disgruntled tenant. He's had a dishwasher that broke a month ago that hasn't been fixed. The air conditioner went out. It took 2 weeks. And your tenant retention is going to be very low in that situation. And sometimes tenants start to slow pay and have issues paying. Another situation, if you just have a bad tenant, I think it's important for when you're doing your due diligence to buy a house, to truly look at, has that tenant been paying on time? And if you're buying a single, one investment property with a tenant in place and they've been living there for a year, ask to see proof of payment each month that they paid rent, because they could pay rent and the current owner could say, yeah, they paid rent on time every month. Well, you start looking into it and you see, well, they didn't pay the rent till the 15th every month. Does mm-hmm. that mean that that's when they get paid and that's when they can pay is on the 15th? That's a different situation as of, are they getting behind and they owe a bunch of fees, or has the were there a bunch of late fees and the landlord, the previous landlord waived all those fees to make that tenant look like they're all in line and everything's looking good. So don't take it at face value. Take a deeper dive into that tenant payment history and what's been going on.
Interesting. So make sure to read between the lines is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Got it.
And
Go for it.
No, I was going to say, Ed, if you do get a problem tenant, and you're coming into a situation where you take over a property and that tenant doesn't. So we see this happen quite often too. There's a change in ownership, a change in management, and sometimes people like to take advantage of that situation. And they'll say, oh, I sent a check to the old landlord, or oh, I did this. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know where to send the check. So you need to understand what is the process for the management handover. That management takeover from one management company to another, from one owner to another, has the tenants been notified? If you're buying a single house with a tenant in there, call that tenant, talk to them, make sure they understand who the new owner is, where to pay the rent. And if they're not paying rent from the beginning, my advice would be to be pretty aggressive on eviction and moving through that process, because you don't want to start out with a new investment with a negative ROI from the beginning.
So what if the tenant has been paying rent, but it's been in cash and it wasn't really recorded by the landlord? How do you view that? Is that just this tenant hasn't been paying rent because there's no record of it anywhere?
I think that maybe you should take another look at whether you want to buy that investment property.
Mm. Smart move. Let's say, for example, you know that the tenant needs to be evicted, right? Should I ask for the tenant to be evicted as a part of the negotiation of the sale of the property?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely, you should. because that process could take many months. You never know what kind of situations. There are some pretty savvy attorneys out there that are very good at fighting evictions and keeping somebody in their home. You could talk to pretty much any tenant advocate attorney, and they'll tell you, oh, yeah, I can keep you in that home for a few months at least without you paying rent until you get evicted. So you would prefer to have that process done. It's like buying a foreclosure property with the former owner still in the house and they haven't left yet. It's just a bad idea to take on such an investment that costs a lot of money, that is a true investment. Would you buy a stock that the company is going out of business? It's a similar situation. So, yeah,
that's a good point. Absolutely not.
Right.
And I think that's just more of an eyes wide open investment strategy, right? Just don't make dumb decisions. Just be smart about things. It makes common sense. Do common sense things. Otherwise, just run away and don't be a lemming, because lemmings have a very interesting, interesting short-lived future. what are some of the best ways, maybe some best practices of handling a problem tenant, assuming that you've purchased the property and now the tenant who you thought was a good tenant is now becoming and behaving a little bit irrationally, hence causing challenges?
Sure, I'll go through a couple steps real quick. Document everything. Make sure that you are documenting all conversations, all interactions with that tenant. Second thing, number two, is to know your specific laws in your city and state. Very important as well. Understand what you can and can't do. Many times, if you put an eviction in place and then you accept a payment plan after the eviction, after that eviction has been filed, you can it takes away that eviction. It takes away some of your power when you actually take them to court. And also, the third one is what we call is like feel like Kirk, act like Spock. So it's important to be aggressive, but keep your emotions in check. So it's that kind of a thing where it's like give them an inch and they'll take a mile. Mm-hmm. It can apply to problem renters as well. So you want to be very clear and have a clear policy, and you need to exercise it consistently. And having a policy, but just simply having a policy will usually incentivize people to pay on time, but they're going to test you. So, and it make sure everybody, make sure the tenants understand those consequences if they do not pay. Be very clear. If you don't pay by this date, I'm going to file an eviction. Do you understand this? If you're communicating with what we like to do a lot, if you're communicating on the phone, send a follow-up email. This is what we just talked about. Here you go. That way there is nothing's ambiguous. Another thing is a good idea is just to outsource the rent collection altogether. It takes a lot of that headache and a lot of the risk of you making a mistake out of your hands completely.
Smart, smart, smart. And I think my big takeaway from all this as well is make smart buying decisions. Have the right people in place and know that things will happen. It's inevitable. But these types of challenges, just like any business, can be controlled and mitigated to the best possible way, using the best possible strategy. And I think using logic is important. With a human heart is important. You don't want to be not nice. You want to be nice, but you also want to have a firm grip on your business, because that's what this is. And if you don't treat it like a business, then it's going to run you over. If you do that, then you'll see your returns plummet. If you operate it properly and you treat everybody fairly, then not only will you be able to scale successfully, but you'll see a good return. Noel, thanks so much for jumping on the air with me today. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Think Realty Nation, check them out at RentersWarehouse.com. This hour of radio is brought to you by Renters Warehouse, one of the largest, fastest growing, and highest reviewed property management companies in America. Make sure you check it out, RentersWarehouse.com. Stay tuned for the Power Play with Greg Grant coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
You You have to play the percentages when you invest in real estate. Win the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Whether it's fix and flips as low as 8% or landlord financing starting at 5.5%, Angel Oak Prime Bridge wins with a customer-focused approach to your business. Go to aopbconnect.com to see how you can win at the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. And introducing our new wholesale partner program available at aopbconnect.com. The secret to winning at the percentage game.
Urgent. Learn how you can save thousands with a 1031 exchange. Learn how to avoid making costly mistakes by claiming a virtual seat at homeinvest.com/1031. Learn strategies on how not to miss IRS deadlines, committing to one deal without a backup plan, and why you shouldn't just take the cash. Avoid these mistakes and more when selling property by joining our free class now. A 1031 exchange is smart strategy to invest, but you need to do your homework. Go to homeinvest.com/1031 now. Home Invest, smart real estate investing.
Join attendees from Think Realty and some of the biggest brands in residential real estate investment on September 16th for the Single Family Rental Roundtable and the Five Star Conference. Focused on sourcing deals, maximizing ROI, and funding deals. Use discount code THINKINVEST to discount your registration to the Single Family Rental Roundtable at the entire Five Star Conference. Held at the Hyatt Regency Dallas. For more information, visit fivestarconference.com.
Join Think Realty Radio host Abhi Golhar and the rest of the team at the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Atlanta, September 22nd and 23rd. Text RADIO to 96270 to register for this two-day power-packed event where you can make deals, network, and learn from local and nationwide real estate experts, including Ken and Anita Corsini, hosts of HGTV's hit show Flip or Flop Atlanta. Text RADIO to 96270 to register now. Visit thinkrealty.com for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Slam dunk, grand slam, victory lap. Get ready for the inside scoop in the real estate investing industry. You're tuned in to the Power Play with me, Abhi Golhar, and my buddy, Greg Rand. Think Realty Nation, it's Abhi. You're listening to the Power Play with Greg Rand, me, and a microphone. So, Greg, super excited to go ahead and rock this out with you, man.
Yeah, man.
We've been getting some good questions on thinkrealtyradio.com, and I think you got a question from Frankie in Delaware. Hit me with it.
I did. Yeah, Frankie, it's great. You're going to love this, okay? He heard us talk about Detroit,
And 5-second recap is Detroit is a city that was hard hit. Everyone knows that. It's coming back strong now. It went from a maybe to an absolute yes as a buy. Frankie also heard us talk about proximity. He lives in Delaware. To him, Detroit, too far away. Baltimore is nearby. The similarities are just the headlines, okay? Tough hit, hard hit cities, a lot of city real estate just boarded up and shut down, you know, like, so they had that in common. They both probably hit the hardest of any major metro. And so what we're going to do now is we're going to look real quickly, because it's a good question, and I want to use this as a jumping off point to hit. We just did some business there. I have some fresh inventory in front of me, and it gives me a chance to tell you, like, snapshot of this market. Now, we've talked before about how the United States, when you combine yield plus appreciation, meaning how much profit you make on your rent and how much the property appreciates every year, you wind up between 8 and 10%.
That's right.
Right, which is freaking awesome, right? You can't argue with that with a stable investment to get 8 to 10% between the two, right?
Mm-hmm.
And anytime you find something north of 10, you've got something pretty special there. It's worth digging into it and looking in more deep, right? And it's a trade-off. Like Dallas and Charlotte are a five and a three, making a nine, right?
Mm-hmm.
And other cities, there's an equilibrium when you look around all over the country. I don't want to waste too much time doing the whole country, because Baltimore is really, really interesting. It's a 13.5% profit on rents. The yield in this portfolio, when it's real, is north of 13%, which compares to 6% elsewhere. So twice the yield.
That's
and when
amazing.
You hear that, you hear that, you know two things right off the bat. You know, number one, the houses are going to be less expensive, like real cheap houses, right? That's what drives the yield up, because the rents are low, but the prices are really low, right? And we know why. The market's been hard hit. But what do you, when you assume that the appreciation is not going to be good because it's a hard hit market, and this is where it gets interesting, is that Baltimore, where the national average of appreciation for the last 20 years is 3.5%, Baltimore City is 5.5%.
Wow.
Yeah. Now you know that. We zigzag around the country. When have you heard me say 5.5? Once or twice? Like Charleston?
Exactly. Charleston. Not many times at all.
Right. Not common at all. And by the way, the reason you look at the chart and the reason why it is, it started at like 50,000 average sale price. Now it's up to 120 something. But so the point, it had all kinds of upside. It's not a crazy exciting chart. It's a pretty exciting number when you then compare it. So now you say, okay, now let's talk about the other side. Okay, now the risk that is producing a really outsized yield, but also somehow this exceptional appreciation, is it the new Detroit? That was his question, because Detroit had gone through, you know, a really bad time as a result of the auto industry leaving, auto industry coming back, and also as a result of political corruption, which got cleaned up. So the political cleanup and then the retrieving of all those auto jobs for the long term.
Yes.
Is what's bringing that back.
Yeah.
So the question is, where's the big resurgence in Baltimore? That's what everyone should be asking themselves. You follow me on that?
I want to know, because if it's going to be like the Detroit, then I need to get in now.
Exactly. And if it's too good, is it potentially is the only similarity the pain? But how are you going to quantify where's the gain going to come from, right? That's the idea. If there's pain, there better be some gain coming. And you want to get – the whole point of our approach to picking winners is to try to find the markets that have lift, that have things that are driving them upward, and maybe markets that used to have things driving them downward, as is in this case, but no longer driving them downward, actually bringing it back and getting good. And so here's the thing. There is no big three automaker resurgence or anything like that. Of course, it wouldn't be the automakers. There's no big resurgence. But here's the hook, man. I talked to the guy who just bought $4 million worth of houses in Baltimore. All right.
Mm-hmm.
The reason is that Baltimore is D.C. and no one knows it.
No way.
Baltimore is just D.C. It's in the D.C. sphere. It's in the solar system of D.C. Now, we know this, right? You go to D.C., you're either going to land at Reagan or you're going to land at Baltimore Airport.
Yeah, BWI,
It's 45 minutes away. Baltimore is D.C. D.C., hottest, most unbelievable real estate titan of a market. See, here's the thing. New Yorkers think they're the center of the universe, but they're actually wrong. D.C. thinks they are too, and D.C. is right, because D.C. is government. All right, so it may be a close second, but government's never going away, right?
And I have a feeling Amazon is going to go to D.C.,
Do you?
Yeah, I think it's going to go.
Excellent.
Decent.
I've been trying to get some predictions from other people, so I'm glad you said that. All right, good. So someone marked that down over there, right? We have to come up with what the winner gets and what the loser has to do.
light the hair on fire. How about that?
Yeah, exactly. So you dig into Baltimore, and what you see is that the cybersecurity industry has made it their home. Okay, you've also got Johns Hopkins, but I'm saying what is the thing? Johns Hopkins University and medical center, everything else is huge, never going anywhere, but where's the lift? I don't see lift in that place, right? I want to see something that's going to get bigger. Mm-hmm. Have you seen cybersecurity challenges in the news, I don't know, recently?
Not really.
What are you talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm going down a rabbit hole on this thing, but I think everybody's following. The idea is that it's in the news all the time. Okay, cybersecurity is a monster of an industry. It happens to be anchored there. And guess what? I didn't know this until I looked it up for this segment. All right? The whole idea is that people, even an expert, and I am, okay, I get paid a lot by big companies to find them winning markets. I didn't find Baltimore yet for these clients. And it was because I didn't look close enough. And the closer I looked, the more I realized those numbers tell an incredible story. And that employment base, and literally not being an island out to itself somewhere, it's actually basically the northern suburbs or a sister city, a cousin city to D.C. That's huge.
So Baltimore is essentially D.C., and there's potential opportunity in Baltimore to get in right now.
Yeah, the houses that we're looking at are $45,000. I'm not pitching houses. That's not the point. It's just the prices are – people think about trading in a car and buying a house. They can't believe it, right? Now, this is on the East Coast. Back to Frankie, who asked the question. I appreciate Frankie doing that. He's in Delaware, so he's, you know, a 30-mile drive, a 50-mile drive, depending on where in Delaware, 200-mile, whatever. But for him, there was a comfort zone there, right? He understood Baltimore. He had family that lived there, I'm sure. I didn't ask these questions of him, but I know the case. He understands it. It's a neighboring state. And so for him, he was thinking about this idea of buying a beat-up city on the rise, on the comeback, a comeback city. Let's use that term, a comeback city. But not so far away as Detroit, and one that he had a certain comfort zone with. He found Baltimore, brought it to our attention, and now the whole world knows.
I think what the Port of Baltimore is doing over there, too, they've really renovated a lot. They're doing well. And like you mentioned, the primary industries, healthcare, education, you mentioned cybersecurity. Clearly, that's not in the news. And life sciences, I think, when millennials are flooding the job market, these are areas where they're going. And Baltimore has them all.
Yeah, so the question is going to be if we can find evidence. This is what I'll do next. If we can find evidence of gentrification happening in some parts of Baltimore where the hipsters are moving in. Because the hipsters are a factor. You know, they're brave, man. They've gone into places. They've gone into – I saw New York. I saw places in New York City go from being places you didn't drive through in the daytime – forget about it at night, that turned into hipster havens because those folks, they like something, I don't know, man, it's right where they want to be. It's only a mile away from where they want to be. So we're going to find evidence of that. We're going to report back to your audience to see what more we find as we scratch deeper in Baltimore.
Yeah, I'd be interested just to follow some of those trends as well, because if there are buying opportunities, I want to see if we can get in and or at least interview even a couple of folks, have them jump on the Power Play segment and kind of be our boots on ground, ears on the ground as well, and tell us in real time what's going on, because that just seems really neat to me. All right, cool. We got to end the Power Play segment. That also ends Think Realty Radio. Think Realty Nation, get in touch. You know, it's one thing to sit on your hands with this information not do anything. It's totally another thing to take some of this actionable intel and prove us right, prove us wrong, right? We are always looking for, A, the next place to invest in, and then, B, people like you to have conversation with so that we can answer your questions. I know Greg's like a geek nerd guy, and he loves answering questions using awesome data, and that's why we built the Power Play around that specific thing to get those inside strategies. So go to thinkrealtyradio.com, ask your question, and until next time, happy investing.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind, online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
Biz Talk Radio.